What up, witches, and welcome to Witching and Bitching, a podcast. I'm your host, Darren.
And I'm Vicky. How are you all today? I hope you're doing really, 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 really well. See, I went ultra high today.
Who would have thought that we're recording this at like first thing in the morning, right?
I know.
You've got your high-pitched voice on.
It is really high. Yeah.
No, we had to get up super early because these East Coasters that live on the East Coast of the US are like diva extraordinaire. They're like, oh, I'm not staying up late. Y'all bitches are going to get up early for me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just all tea, all shade, all pink lemonade. Nah, in all honesty. So we've got a real special guest for you all today. So Anthony, aka the Auric Diviner, is a tarot reader, an aura reader, and a practicing witch. So basically, he's going to be explaining. I was going to read out his full bio, but it kind of gives away a little bit on how he does what he does. So I'm going to kind of skip that bit a little bit. Only because I want us to dive into
it.
We want to talk about it, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
But basically, so he's been doing what we call aura rendering. Now, I've only known Anthony for a very short period of time, but he's already been landing a few regular gigs at some local places in Florida. But in addition to that, he's now reached international status.
Yes.
So before we jump into the conversation, can we please give it up for Anthony?
Yay! Woohoo!
Okay, so his Leo moon wants you all to applause.
Yes, please applaud.
Thank you, guys.
But his Cancer sun, Cancer rising, doesn't want to be in the spotlight. So he's feeling a little bit like,
I'm so nervous. I can't believe I'm like literally in, like, I look very put together, but down here I'm very comfy. And I'm like barefoot in my house. I should be so comfortable, but I'm like,
I'm going to let out a big secret. I have a Nana rug on. I'm glad.
Thank you.
So it's cold. I've got my little.
I needed that.
Well, like, that's full transparency there. I was tempted to keep my pajamas on.
Me too. So I was like,
No, I actually got dressed. I mean, like trackies. I mean, activewear. Like, but I live in activewear, as you know. So it's.
Just, I was going to say, that's not unusual. What? That's your job.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
Even on my days off, though, Chris, like, are you going to the gym today? No, then why are you wearing activewear? Because why would I want to lounge on my couch in jeans?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Who wants to do that?
That's not comfy.
That's not comfy. Nobody wants to do that.
Absolutely not. Listen, we're lucky if I even put anything on when I don't have to leave the house. Like, I'm not, like, not happening. During quarantine, I had one day where I was like, you know what, babe? I don't think I'm going to get dressed today. He's like, okay, babe, that's fine. And here I am literally in the backyard, stark ass naked, walking the dog, yelling at her to go pee. I'm like, oh shit, I should go inside with some clothes.
Love it.
You heard it here first, people. You heard it here first.
That's it.
The Auric Diviner.
So how are you going anyway? How are you feeling? Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm so excited. I've listened to you guys for a while now. So like to be on here, I think that's part of why I'm really nervous. Cause I'm like, oh my God, they're like a podcast. And I'm like, oh my God, I listen to them. So like you guys get me through every lawnmower, like when I'm mowing the lawn. I know when I'm outside adulting, you're who I listen to.
I was gonna
to,
say so. that's very responsible. That's very grown up and very responsible.
Like, do you want to come to my house and
move? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
My grass is like about this high at the moment. Like, it's not
oh my
even
God. Working. I absolutely would love that, except for I am definitely one of those people who has that like mental connotation of Australia being like a wilderness and I'm going to get eaten by snakes and alligators. Mostly because of spiders. I don't like spiders.
Actually, no. So one correction. Y'all have the alligators. We have crocodiles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have crocodiles.
Sorry, they're like. Like they will bite
they're
your head
worse.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are worse. And they're big. Yeah. We get saltwater really crocs. They're like mammoth size, like huge.
They're massive.
Yeah. That's
I'm okay.
That's up the north. We both live down the bottom.
We're down the bottom. I'm like, that's far away. It's fine.
We're in the place where we don't get the snakes, we don't get the spiders, we don't get the no, I'm joking. We do get
all of those. Spiders. Sorry.
I'm not afraid of snakes. Snakes I'm good with, actually. I like snakes. It's spiders that I can't deal with, actually. Yeah.
So spiders, full transparency, like the all these deadly spiders that you hear about in Australia, I've seen a white tail once. I've seen a redback once. And I'm 36 years old.
Oh, so, see, I've Maybe they don't like Melbourne because I've seen heaps.
I bet you're in Adelaide. You're surrounded by desert. You are.
We are, actually.
You've got desert all the way around you. You've got this green patch surrounded by
desert. We do. We're actually, yeah, because we're close to the ocean, and then everything else is just desert around.
So how far are you guys from each other then?
It would take about, an hour and a half or 2 hours to fly?
To fly, yeah. It's about 8 hours.
Oh, you guys are, like, far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so in my mind, you guys are like neighbors. Like, let's go hang out, you know?
No. Okay, no, so
we're different states.
Full transparency. Oh, so the continental US is pretty much similar size to continental Australia. So if I was to overlay, this is just, I know we've gone off on a tangent, but who cares?
We always do. We love a good tangent.
So we would be the equivalent of, let me just quickly work out some dimensions here. So it's about a third of the way across. So the equivalent would be
basically halfway. And
it would be like flying from you to maybe New Orleans. Is that about an hour and a half? Oh,
I would say so. Yeah. It's like, yeah. So like a 9 hour drive. Almost.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. That would be. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm in Florida. She's in New Orleans. So there you go. That's the equivalent. I mean, Adelaide's not as cool as New Orleans.
I was about to say, I'm like, yes, we are the cool one.
I've never been.
Bitch, I'm Disneyland. Disney World.
World, yes.
See, it's not Disneyland, it's Disney World.
Although, so the other thing you need to do is because US, your hot states are in the bottom and your cold states are in the top.
Oh, yeah, we flip
it and reverse it, just like Missy Elliott. We're soup and you mean
Ukraine here. Wow, okay.
Yeah, so.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we are.
So if we're based on that analogy, just before we go back onto the question, so therefore I would be New York because we're the big city in the, like, the cold area, big city. Yeah, so we're New York. Uh-huh. Based on that same premise, you're Chicago.
That's actually not bad. I grew up like 2 hours from Chicago, so.
There you go.
See? I was going to say, you don't really have a Florida accent.
No. I have I'm Midwestern, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so nice.
See, yes. All right, I'm going to rein it back.
Thank you.
Sorry. Control the boys. We're going to be crazy.
Come back. Okay, let's get back to our first question that we always ask everybody, because that's one of the things we wanted to do with the podcast, is that we want to showcase that there's no one particular way to be a witch, or that you need to be this kind of stereotype. So what's your definition of a modern day witch? How would you define it?
I guess...
It's a hard one at times, I know, but
I'm getting my pen and paper and I'm going to grade.
Yeah, we're grading down. That's just what it means to you. It's just what it means to you. And I guess if somebody came up and asked you what it is in your day-to-day life, what would you say?
I would have to a modern day witch is honestly someone is a practitioner of, I don't want to just say just like of life. I don't want to say just magic, a practitioner of life who's never satisfied.
Yes.
You know, like, it's just like, so like, I can only speak for myself is, I connect to things that are, a lot of people would say are very like ancient. Like, you know, like I find myself celebrating things based on like seasons, just, you know, like I almost said like normal, but at the same time though, it's like, we have to take that ancient knowledge and those things that we've learned through like text and like reading and like history and use our own modern day spin on it. So like we're a constant weaving of I don't know, of practice. And for me, it's like, it's never enough. Like I'm always looking for something new or like evolution and honestly, psychically, and I'm sure you guys can agree, there's always new information coming in. So it's like, you're always growing and you're always learning. So a modern day witch is a practitioner of life who never stops learning.
I love that. That's
to witches, if you're not learning anything new, then bitch, you ain't being a witch.
Absolutely.
You need to keep growing and evolving. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep going.
I also need to add something to that though, because if you're not learning, you're not, I hate to say, I'm not a gatekeeper. I swear to gosh. if you're not learning, you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. Your ego's checked in. And if you're not teaching, you're also probably doing something wrong. And I know that sounds really weird, but and I'm a life path four, so I love to learn and teach what I'm learning. So like, in my opinion, when it comes to like, I have so many like friends and family, even family now, who are kind of waking up. And I think 2020 was like a super consciousness, like the collective consciousness was waking up and in general, and
yeah,
in general
state, you know? Big kind of,
and a lot of people, a lot of people have come and started asking questions like, hey, oh my gosh, what is that around your neck? Oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And like, so now I'm finding like, I'm learning all this stuff, but now I'm teaching it up to people. And it's not like, I'm not like a Christopher Penzack, you know, like I'm not running a school, but just sharing my little like knowledge that I've learned and then helping people to like kind of find their own way, yeah. You know? So I would definitely say like exchanging the learning and the teaching, like is something that I feel is very like, it's almost needed in the modern day witches, you know?
I think it's almost, it's almost like our moral and ethical responsibility as witches to be that beacon and also to pass on that knowledge and to open that dialogue. Like we're the most equipped to be able to facilitate that conversation because we're constantly questioning the universe, constantly questioning thoughts, constantly questioning why things are the way they are. Like I think that if someone can lead that crusade, for lack of a better word, like it should be us.
Because
when we, I mean, there are some that might gatekeep and judge and whatever else, but I say as a general whole, like as a general consensus for the mass populace of witches, we are probably the least judgmental belief system that exists because we embrace all
as a belief
of life.
Yeah.
Like as a belief system, we embrace everything and everyone equally. Sorry, yeah. I didn't want to jump in.
No, that's perfect. That's pretty much what I was going to say. And I was just thinking like, it's something I like how you touched on the teaching part aspect of it as well, because that is something that we often forget, that it is also then sharing that knowledge and not just holding it for ourselves or whatever. That's how we grow and evolve by kind of, like you said, opening those dialogues and having different conversations.
Absolutely. And I have to touch on this too. It's not like a sharing of knowledge, like we're proselytizing. Like I grew up in a very like Lutheran and we're going to church and blah, blah, blah. And there was a moment there where I was also Mormon, but we don't have to talk about that. And like, it's almost like, it's like a sharing of knowledge that kind of is, it's just like, instead of opening the door and walking people through and showing them everything, it's like you just open the door and let them go themselves, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like I can tell you, oh, clear quartz is great for amplifying and all this kind of stuff, but it might do something different for you if you hold it, you know?
That it's not the be all, it's not the be all and end all, that knowledge.
Exactly.
Knowledge. Love that. No, that's perfect. You bring a really great point. I love that. Also, just to add on that, how do you identify as in, I guess, a
gay man?
I know, that's it. I'm like, I'm thinking, hang on, that question. Played it very well.
That was to me, not to you.
Well, I go by he or him, and it's so funny you asked that because this is a question that I kind of like had to explain to myself. So I'm like, what do I say to people? And I realized to like the average Joe on the street that I don't know, I just say pagan. I'm like, I'm pagan.
Yeah.
And then to the pagans, I say, I am a practicing witch, you know, or, you know, I don't really, it's funny. I'll be honest. Like, even though I've been practicing for years now, I still have like, I have to like really stop and like embrace the title witch. I love it. And I'm like, I love my Leo moon loves the fantasy of it, you know, but also like it's just from my childhood and from my upbringing, it's like a scary thing to say, but like at the same time though, anybody who knows me will tell you, oh, he's a witch. He can help you. He can do this, blah, blah, blah. You know? So it's like fun, but then also like pagan is like my favorite. I love the term pagan. I think it's so cool. And I really embrace that a lot.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I was actually going to say, like, it's almost like I know, because this is one of the things that, because since we met, we realized that we're like both Cancerian suns. So like we have a lot in common in that sense, but then we also both dating Capricorns, which is weird in itself. Like that's why we hit it off. Like, twinning. Twinning.
Yeah. We also both meditate in the bathtub. I heard you say that one time. I was like, oh my God, yes, that's so crazy.
Well, I'm happiest when I'm in water. Like water restrictions aside, like I'm the type of person that like when I'm just having my average shower, like it's quick, like I'm in and out, like I don't need long in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes I like to, like if I'm feeling depleted of energy and I don't have time to run a bath, I will have a long shower.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because when I'm in water, I'm happy. Yeah, anyway. So I was actually going to go on a bit of a topic. Now, obviously, if it's anything that's taboo, you don't have to answer it. You can interpret this question how you want. So just because obviously you've, even though our upbringings were a little different, you said like Lutheran and dabbling in Mormonism and stuff like that, which is, by the way, nothing to be ashamed of. So whereas I had like Catholicism and Orthodoxy. So I was wanting to know what paths or traditions have influenced your practice, even the ones that kind of you were raised and then it kind of, do you feel like they kind of pushed you to the other side because you're like, that's not my belief system? Like, you know what I mean? Interpret that question how you will.
I do. And actually, it's funny. My upbringing in, especially like Lutheran and everything like that, tradition has really pushed me along. And actually, it was growing up, it was the idea. I remember being in like really young, like grade school and telling people, well, Christmas is actually pagan. And I didn't know the fuck pagan meant. I did not know. I just heard somebody else say it. I was like, Christmas trees are pagan and blah, blah, blah. And then as I grew up, like even to this day, we still decorate a Christmas tree. We also decorate a Yule log, you know, but like, it's the tradition of that. Oh my God. I love having tradition. And that's something that kind of led me to be like, wait a second. Christmas actually, like when I really kind of thought about it and really looked into it and read about it and found out where basically the whole ripoff of our holidays, but you know what I mean? Like like Yule, Ostara and all that kind of stuff. I was like, oh my gosh, it actually really is like the same. So like that made me, there's a long haul there where I really resented Christianity, and I'm not going to lie. I still do to an extent, but it was the traditional aspect of everything that really, I mean, to this day, I'm still very traditional on everything. Like we create, for Ostara, we made like scrubs for like manifestation and all that kind of stuff. Me, my fiance and his mom. And that's something that we will probably continue to do every single year, you know?
Yeah, keep that going. So,
yeah, absolutely. So that, and then, you know, I did learn growing up to really embrace like that family, because my family is so far away and now I have, you know, my fiance's family. And so I did learn to like bring that with me and still like have that. So that's something I will say that was instilled in me growing up, was that. So I like to bring that into my craft a lot. Cause his mom, okay. So Jared's mom is a Cancer and she's also born on the same day that I am.
Oh, and so, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's like he's dating his mother. Oh my God. Joking.
but like it's so much fun though, because not only do I get to have that family, but then I also get to bring that in, because she's just as witchy as I am. And Jared, he's so supportive and embraces it too. Like he reads Tarot with me and like all that kind of stuff. So like it's like I get the best of both worlds now, which I'm so lucky for. Yeah.
So what about on your actual, I guess, which paths or traditions, or like tell us about your origin story a little bit. Like I'll let you unpack that how you want, but like, because I mean, I for me went from Catholicism and whatnot, dabbled through all the different spiritual belief systems, like literally read every single book that exists under spirituality, and then somehow landed in paganism, and then went through Wicca, and then from there developed my own eclectic practice. Like, you know what I mean? What's the evolution story of your practice and where you've
today? So I grew up, when I was very young, we were always, every Sunday we dressed up in a church with grandma and grandpa. Sunday school, I went through catechism, got confirmed. I was baptized as a baby in Lutheran tradition, or Lutheran religion, I guess you would call it. But when I was really young, I got really, really into witchcraft. Like I had I actually hunted this book down because I lost it and I had to have it again because it was my very first ever book on witchcraft. It was by Cunningham and it was Earth, Air, Wind, and Fire.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And my mom bought it for me. And okay, so when I was really young, I started seeing, I almost said hippos. There's a story there. Ghosts, like spirits. And someone along the way, along my life, said, we don't call them ghosts because they know when you say ghosts, they can hear you. And I was like, okay, what do you guys say? And they're like, we call them hippos. So I'm like, okay. So now I automatically call spirits hippos. It's stupid. But anyway.
Oh my God.
Going back.
That's brilliant.
I started seeing after my grandmothers, which I was so close to, both died within a year of each other. It was the most traumatic thing for me. Yeah. I started seeing spirit all the time. And I told my mom about it. And she was like, okay, don't say anything to people. Like, you can talk to me about it, but don't say, let's not talk to anybody else about it. Well, then I started getting into like witchcraft and like reading Scott Cunningham and stuff. Well, that got completely paused and thrown away because my family like was like, you're going to go to hell. My dad's side. They're like, you're going to go to hell. Blah, blah, blah. So that put me back on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
And after, you know, then I grew up and started becoming popular and wanted friends. So then religion, everything was out the window. And eventually I met somebody who was Mormon and I was like, wait, this is crazy. Like I connect to this. And I actually can say that it's thanks to the Mormon church and the way that they pray and they practice their religion that really helped me learn to connect, because everything was like, pray about it, pray about it, pray about it. And I would sit and I had my ritual of getting down on my knees, folding my arms and breathing. And, you know, and I remember the whole reason why I became Mormon was because I connected and I raised my vibration and I was like, oh, spirit's here. Oh my God, it's the Holy Ghost. And anyway, so I kept going. And then that's when I came out of the closet. I came out very late, like 20, I was 22 when I fully came out of the closet. And that's when I left the church and was living in this terrifying house. And something told me, they said, go get sage. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go find a metaphysical store, which by the way, Darren, the metaphysical store that I'm talking about is called Pathways, and Christopher Pinzak put it on the metaphysical store list for,
oh my God. Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God,
I've already been there.
See it. So I went there and I found black tourmaline, which I picked up. I didn't know why. I was like, okay, I need this stone. And then, it's so good. And then I got sage, and then from there, it just spiraled, like complete spiral into my aunt bought me tarot cards. And then I started reading tarot. And then I started reading into a Silver Wave, Ravenwolf, Christopher Pinzak, who else, Scott Cunningham, Buckland, like all these people. I went on like a binge, and it brought me so much happiness and made me feel like alive again, something that religion never could do. I just felt depressed when I was like being religious. Yeah. Sorry, is that what you were looking for?
No. Yes. That's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. Because this is the thing, like as witches, we often, like you come across and see all over on like Witch Talk or on Witchstagram or whatever. Like you see all these people that are like, they almost like repel or shame their past as if it's something separate to them. But I love the fact that you learned to embrace the aspects of that have given you the tools you needed to be a better witch. Like for you, it was about tradition and it was about connecting to spirit and it was about having ritual, which is the same reason why, although I'm a witch, I'm also Orthodox. Like, so meaning that I'm so being Orthodox in religion, like, because I've kept the traditional aspect of that. Because for me, it's like what I learned from Orthodoxy is about consecrating the space, like because they swing the censer with all the myrrh and frankincense and whatever. And it's about doing things ritualistically. And it's about abstaining from certain foods when you're wanting to be holy in their concept, which is for me, when I'm wanting to do any ritual work, I abstain from impurities in my body. So to this day, I will never touch my tarot cards if I've had any alcohol in my system or when I was younger, any illicit substances. It was just a line I drew. I don't do anything witchy when I'm under the influence of an external force.
Yeah.
For lack of a better phrase. So like, you know, it's those little things that I've learned about myself and I've adopted that I don't repel or push it away because it's still part of me. And I love that about you. That's like, you don't just go, oh, Mormon bad, Lutheran bad, witchcraft good. You've gone, well, there are aspects of that I could still keep.
Absolutely, yes.
Pushing the whole thing away, yeah.
And I love that it's so funny because you're like, I never touch alcohol or this stuff. And I think that's so cool because it's like your practice is like that. And then I'm over here, like, when Jared and I get witchy together, we're like, get the tequila, babe. You know? And it's just so cool because it's like a big melting pot of
it
just,
is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so personal. Yeah, I like
it. Yeah. No, it's
that's
true.
What I love. Yeah. That it is, that you can really mold it, and there's no one way to do things, that nothing's particularly right or wrong or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's about yourself and it's about what you truly believe or what resonates for you and what works for you.
Although the interesting thing is, though, if you look at the history of witches, they would take mind-altering substances in order to connect, whereas I've gone, I don't want anything in my system that's going to alter my consciousness. I don't want you. But like I say this because it's like a constant like flow and flux, because like for me, it's like the synthetic compound stuff. Whereas I've talked to Vicky a few times about, we have this idea and I wanted to buy some, but they're currently closed. But
yeah, they're under maintenance.
I do want to try flying ointment because for me, my witchy brain says, that's okay though, because witches always do.
The justification.
The justification, right? You know, it's like it's natural, it's from the earth. It's fine.
It's fine. It's all good.
I mean, you could technically say alcohol is also from the earth, but
well, I was gonna say
it's a stretch.
It's just we refine it.
I would try it. I would be down.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
We did jokingly say, or maybe we should both like anoint ourselves with it. And then start recording and see what kinds of stuff we talk about. But then I'm like, oh God, that could be a really weird episode.
I would listen. That would probably be the first one. I'd be like, look, I would send that to everybody. Like, you have to hear that.
It's like, come have a look at this.
Oh, I've gone off a way too big a tangent.
Oh, but we love a good tangent. We're always.
I know.
Yeah. It's okay.
Trying to learn.
We'll just come back.
Okay, I'm going to segue because one thing I was going to notice is on this video, I don't know if you can see it, Vicky, with Anthony, but on this video, partially shadow, but like because you're
against a white
background,
yes.
Like I can actually see your aura rippling and dancing with your shadow behind you. I don't know if, like it's kind of a little bit trippy because for me, this is my segue into auras, but like for me, to be able to see them, like I'm one of those people that there has to be something like a matte color or white or something like one color behind someone for me to really see auras. Like, so for me, you standing or sitting in front of a white wall, I'm seeing not just your shadow, but also your aura rippling even through the screen. So I wanted to like segue into that. Let's talk about aura rendering.
Fascinating.
Yeah. You do something that I can't do.
Yeah. It's completely foreign to me.
Yeah.
I'm always so scared to talk about it because I'm like, well, what if they say that's not really aura? What if they say I'm not really reading auras? Because I'm like, it's so crazy. I definitely see auras, like, know, and it's something that I've always kind of just inherently been able to do, I guess. But I'm also very visual. I'm an artist. I was a makeup artist for years. So like being in people's personal space was like my business.
Yeah.
You know, so... And yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of interrupted you about it because I was like,
wait,
I
have to talk.
But like the aura rendering is kind of like almost like a mix of actual reading, like seeing an aura, but in like my mind's eye, physical, and then also kind of like what spirit's trying to show me as well. So it's like a big, just like, I mean, I don't know. And it's funny because I'm sure we'll talk more about this in a bit, but like so many other things come out of the readings. I should have done a reading for you guys before we did this. That was my stupidity.
No, it's but fine.
So many things, like today, my reading that I had before I had to get ready for this, her friend who had passed away came through. So like mediumships coming in. And a friend of mine who does, Akashic record readings or whatever. She tells me, she goes, you're getting into the records. I can tell what you're talking about is exactly how I do record reading. I'm like, well, okay. So apparently that too, I have to look into. I don't know much, but like, it's just crazy. But like, it all starts just from color, you know, like colors come in and then I'm like seeing them. And, is this when I should hold up my picture?
Do it. For those watching on YouTube, you can see he's holding up an image. For those not on YouTube, maybe like pause this episode, go to our episode on YouTube because we post them everywhere, and then fast forward to this time that you see on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to this, and you'll see the image. Anyway.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. So, like, for instance, like this guy right here, or a girl, I don't know, I'm being anonymous. like, for like the first thing I saw with this person was like this coming up, right? So then it just starts to build, and I never know what the picture fully is going to look like until we're done, but it all tells like a story. Like, for instance, like the wings here, purple is like always magic for me. So whenever I see it like completely around somebody, I'm like, oh, you surround yourself with like magical things, crystals, like you probably have crystals everywhere. And then, but like what is not very aura rendering would be like this right here. Right. So I don't know if you guys can see, it's like grass, for instance. So like, that was just like a picture that I was shown in a sense. And I said, oh, I'm seeing this. But like, if you can tell, it's kind of like a sparkly green.
Yeah.
And whenever I see sparkles, I know it's like earth energy. It's fey energy, probably very magical. And I said, oh, I know what they're telling me. You're going out, you like to be out in the wilderness. You love to be outside, and that's where you ground. And he was like, oh my God, you're so right. And he goes, I literally just got back yesterday from, you know, all this stuff and everything. And I go, and I'm seeing a lot of fey energy around you. So that's where that comes in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And then,
yeah. So like, it's just like, I don't know how to say it. It's the aura aspect of it tells a lot about the person and like the messages they might need to hear from them. It's mostly confirming a lot of stuff, like a lot of it's like trauma. Like I get a lot of trauma for people and saying, and I see when they've been healing. I see where a lot of times where they've been hurt. And most of it is actually mental. Now I have gotten physical like issues with people before. But it's like the aura that would surround that, and that's how I tell what's going on. Does that make sense?
What it is? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, totally. Okay.
Yeah.
And I definitely use like a lot of conventional, like when I see blue, I know it's going to be emotions, and I know it's going to be like a lot of, it depends on where, if I see it around the body, I'm like, oh, you're really empathic. You know, like you're very sensitive. Yeah. When I see it like here, I'm like, oh, you need to journal or something, you know, like in the throat chakra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. That's the kind of aura rendering in a nutshell.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. Uh-huh. So you cut it. So you see like outside and inside the body as well. It's not
absolutely.
Just because I know a lot of times when we talk about the aura, like in a, I guess a conventional for want of a better word, we kind of think of it as like the outer shell. So you see the inner shell as well. See how it interrelates a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I see how the inner shell or inner color. Affects like the outer.
Yeah.
You know, or I'll see a lot of, so for instance, like the colors together will kind of show me something. When I see people who have a really bright like third chakra, I usually see it kind of waxing and waning or ebbing and flowing, I guess you would say. But then I see a lot of blue on the outside and then this like beautiful pink outside aura, which just tends to really mean like they genuinely love people. I'm like, oh, you're someone who a lot of random people come up and just start talking about their problems to. And they're like, absolutely. I'm like, yeah, I can tell because you carry that type of energy of someone who will just listen, you know, or like very nurturing. There was something else I was going to bring up and I forgot, but maybe I'll remember later.
That's all right. That's okay. Remember it. Pop it back in.
So like, I'm intrigued by this because it's like,
yeah, I love it.
How did you, like, is this something that you were taught? Is this something you just intuitively did? Is like, how did you even develop this skill? Because this is very unique.
Yeah.
Thank you. So it's so funny. I've always associated color with people, not to this depth. But like, for instance, when I meet somebody who is very nurturing and like, but like in like a healing way, like like a masseuse or somebody like that. Or like, for instance, my aunt is like really into like pot, like a planting, like a flower, like a, what's it called? Horticulture, like, I guess. And she loves doing like, she works at like a nursery, right?
Yeah,
I see like with that, like I automatically would just associate the color green with her, you know? Yeah. And then when I would meet people who are really emotional, I would see blues and stuff like that. Like I would just automatically associate that. And then the shop that I actually read at mostly is the owner actually called me one day and she was like, hey, do you do you see auras around people? I'm like, yeah, sometimes I go, but it's mostly just like in my head, you know, like the psycho, I'm crazy. and she was like, listen, I haven't been doing any readings for people, but last night something happened. My guides kind of showed me something and I was like, what was that? And she said, they showed me you painting people's auras. And I'm not kidding you. I was like, it was like someone just like opened a door. And you'll hear me talk about doors a lot because that's one way that I use to connect to people is I find their doors. And that's my friend saying, you're reading Akashic Records. it was like someone just like unlocked a door and opened it. And it like hit me like a ton of bricks. And she went on and she was like, I see you painting. You were sitting at a really old antique drafting table. And mind you, I know her because I go into the shop.
Yeah.
We occasionally she would respond to something on Facebook. Like we never really talked. Right. This is like her like reaching out to me and saying, hey, can you call me? And I'm like,
okay,
bitch. What? So I called her and she's like, you were sitting at a really old drafting table painting people's auras. And I'm not kidding you. I wish you guys could see what I'm sitting at right now. It is an antique drafting table. Like you have to crank it to get it to come up and down.
Oh, wow.
Girl, if I did not just like nearly, I was late to train because I was sitting in my car like, oh my God, I have to try this. She's like, listen, I think you should give it a whirl. Sit down and try it with some people and see how it goes. So I did five within like 2 week span of like, you know, my friend Colby, who was also, he's a practicing witch and he's actually the person who gave me my very first reading ever. I did his. And what I did is I did it remotely, like by myself at home. I just kind of tuned in, painted everything and then typed up a long ass synopsis, which is how I was doing it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I just sent it all to him and he was jaw to the floor. And so then I did the owner of the shop who was freaked out. I did my mother-in-law. I did the other person in the shop. I just did like a handful of people. And I don't know where the bravery came in because like you guys saw me when we first got on here. I was freaking out.
You're a Leo moon.
I guess. And my Aries. My Mars is in Aries too.
So I have your chart sitting right here. Just in case.
You're crazy. Oh my God.
What do you mean? But not in the kind of stalker crazy. Just so like,
no, you're probably like, why is he so fidgety? Let me look at his chart.
I've got it here just in case I need like a reference point.
Something just in case.
That's brilliant though. I honestly don't blame you. No, I put it online. I made a Facebook page. I changed my Instagram all the way around. And then I put myself out there. And within 24 hours of doing that, I had five readings of people. I had four of them. I had no idea who they were. And then, you know, it was terrifying. I was like,
I was going to say, what was that like?
Oh, it was scary. Well, three of them were from Pennsylvania and to this day, I still don't even know. I have no idea what they thought or what they, you know. And then the other two were people from around here two of them I had to like call them because what I was typing, I didn't know how to put into words. So I had to call them and say, hey, look, can we talk about this? Because I'm still learning. Like I'm seeing one of them, I kept seeing all of her energy was like spiraling out. And I was like, it looks like your third chakra, that yellow is just kind of reaching and the blue was reaching, everything was reaching. And she said, oh my God, she started crying. And I was like, what did I say?
What did I do? Sorry.
And she was like, I've been with quarantine and stuff like that. Like, I just haven't had any outlet to like with people. And I've just been really, really wanting to like be with people and like practice and read for people and practice Reiki on them. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. So now when I see that, like that reaching energy, I'm like, ooh, what are you looking for? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been quite a fun little ride. And I'm very excited to share with people again.
The thing I love about what you just said then is that this is something that I teach to my tarot students as well. It's like that like whilst I teach them fundamentally what the tarot symbology is and what the standard accepted like meaning for the different colors and the placement of people and all of that correspondence stuff, I also said in like 95% of your practice as a tarot reader is to learn the signs that you get shown or what the things mean to you. Yeah. And what you just said then is like paramount to that, because you said the first time that presented, you're like, I don't know what this means. And by having that dialogue and that like conversation with the client or the person that you read for, you were then able to then find a meaning to that. So now you can like adopt that.
That kind of comes
every time you see that, you're like, okay, well now I know what that means because I have a reference point. And so like now you like spirit is probably going to keep showing you that in order to give you that meaning, you know what I mean? So
exactly. I always say, if you look on my Instagram, I can say spirit speaks to me through color. That's like the language. And I always tell, because, you know, my fiance loves to pull tarot cards. My mother-in-law loves it. And I always say, you know, the tarot is going to speak to you in your language.
Yep.
Like the moon card for some people is like, nightmares being revealed or something like that. And the moon card for some people is going to be this. The moon card for me is like, ooh, the path is going to be shown to you in the dark. Like, it's a good card, your dreams, like realizing things and like, you know, but I agree.
Such a Cancerian response.
I know.
Because I get it too.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's such a Cancerian response. I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
But see, I love that. Is that kind of how, I guess that's how you kind of learn how to do it and things like that, is finding what those things mean for you or what those colors mean for you so much rather than like a particular.
Absolutely. It, when I first started, it was like, I mean, I'm going to use a new agey term, I guess. Yeah. It was like download after download after download.
Yeah.
I would literally wake up and be like, oh, if I see, the biggest thing that I love is when I see blue with yellow dots, I'm like, oh, that's spirit guides. Those are spirits that are around you. Okay. You're someone's trying to connect with you. And then I would see, one that I see around a lot of people is like a black, like, almost like a black circle with all these like barbs coming off of it. And that's like, oh, you possibly have trust issues that you know, it's like those come up when someone comes in the room that you don't know, like those types of things. It is interesting. That's why I'm like, is it really reading auras or am I just like, what's going on? I don't know. But
yeah, well, you are, it's in your, it's like in your way, like you said though, but you see through color and color's what speaks to you. So that's what you're going to be shown through it. So you're reading that person's energy, which I guess is, that's what the aura is.
Exactly.
It's just an extension of your energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess all the things that I've read about auras, like, you know, and I'm no expert in most things, but like I've dabbled a lot. But yeah. So like from what I understand, like, because people always think that aura is something that's fixed and it's rigid and it's
fixed.
But no, it's something that changes and evolves. And like someday it might present in one way. Whereas when you've done some inner work or whatever you've done, like you've let go of things or you've moved on or you've done some healing or whatever, your aura is going to change and adapt just the same as like my personality today might be different to what it was yesterday, and my personality this afternoon is going to be different to what it is this morning, because like different things have happened in my view on the world, and you know, it's constantly changing and evolving. So like
I'm over here like, bitch, you're a Cancer, your personality is going to change in the next 2 minutes. You're going to be moody as fuck.
Hey, at least I'm not Cancer Sun, Cancer Rising, okay?
Okay, leave me be.
I've got that Cap Rising that brings me back down to earth when I need
you're
it.
You're lucky. My Cap Rising is out there on the couch right now. Probably watching cartoon. Oh my goodness. But I forgot what you just said because that was so funny to me.
No, I was saying about how oh, aura changes constantly.
Yeah, changing. Yeah,
exactly. No, and so one thing that I have to do, so I don't know if you teach this to your tarot class, but like for readings in general, is the blessing beforehand is so paramount. And that's something I did learn really quickly, because I was like, well, I need to like figure out what I'm going to say beforehand because it looks good and people want to see that. And that's my Leo moon talking. And I was like, oh my God, I have to look great, blah, blah. And then I realized that I have to really specify what I'm doing here right now, because what would happen is I would sit and try to connect to somebody, but then I wouldn't ground myself and I wouldn't ask for the specific messages that this person needs. Mm-hmm. So like a couple of times I would sit down and if I didn't say you know, what I say now, which is like, you know, help me connect to my higher self, help us to be protected from outside, you know, disturbances. And then also help me to see the colors that will give the messages that so-and-so needs right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It kind of like dials everything in for me, because it's so funny. The aura doesn't just change like on a daily basis. Like somebody could walk into the room and then everything goes, you know,
yeah. Or everything like the goes, barbs, in, you know? Like you said, yeah.
Absolutely. Or you could see a text message that could be like triggering, like, you know, mm-hmm. it's so crazy, because there is one thing that I have really noticed is when I do read for people and I hit on something, whether it's past life trauma or something good, everything kind of does shift around a little bit, and I have to stop and think about it and like, okay, wait. Okay. Here we go. It's coming back. You know what I'm saying? So that is so accurate what you're saying about the word changing.
I think it's awesome. And another good thing is that it then means that you've got, like, you know, it's not something that you, if someone's going to come to you for an aura reading, they don't just need to do it once and then that's it. Job done. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye. Yeah, it's not like a numerological thing when it's like, oh, I now know my life path. See you later. Like, you know, like this is something that you can do again and again and again, like tarot, like runes, like everything. Because like how you read someone today, as soon as they've got that information, bang, their life path has changed, or their decisioning has changed, or the way they see themselves has changed, the way they interact with the world has changed, everything's changed. Mm-hmm. So then
absolutely,
you could always read for them again tomorrow, it'll be completely different.
But absolutely, the message could be different. I tell people, like, my session today, I was saying, hey, if you want another aura reading, come back in like a month or two, just in case, like maybe there's something has changed from the actual messages that I've given you, if you want to, but then we can do tarot in between if you want, you know? But you're absolutely right.
Nice cross sell there.
Hold on.
No. Totally shameless.
You can
plug as many of the services you provide as you want, because like there's going to be listeners out there that are going to resonate with this. And like just as much as I read tarot, Vicky reads tarot, you read tarot, like there's going to be people that will also resonate with your energy. So like plug your services. What do you call it? Dictatorship, where it's like, I may plug my services, you may not.
You may not do any.
It's not in a contract. We haven't signed a contract. No DNA. Or NDA is not DNA. Whatever.
Yeah, no. We're all about sharing the love here, because there's going to be
people that
will absolutely resonate with your energy and want to hear from you. So I've just gone mental blank.
That's okay.
Something I wanted to ask is, do you use, do you do your tarot and your aura rendering like separate, or do you actually do a little bit of both?
Like, good question.
That's a great question. So I do them separately. Yes, I do them together as well. So one thing I really like to do is if I've gotten into some deep things for some people, what I'll do is I'll be like, here, let's pull some cards real fast to see if there's anything else, you know? Last night I actually had a tarot reading, and I don't do this often, but like I got an oracle deck out, because while I was prepping, I was like, I saw a picture in my mind of an oracle deck that I haven't used in a long time. I was like, oh, let me go see if I can find it. Hopefully it's in an easy place to get. And it was literally right on my shelf.
Yeah, so I was right like, okay, there. Okay.
Yeah. So sometimes I like to do the intermingling of divination tools, because I feel like you do get like, it's, okay, I'm going back to the Leo moon thing. I love validation. So I'll flip the tarot cards to kind of get the validation for the things I've said in the reading. It's nice. It's actually, it makes the reading kind of maybe a little too long, I guess, maybe, but at the same time, it's very fulfilling. So I do like to do them together. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I just full transparency, while you were talking and while your energy was open, I quickly shuffled my cards and did a little
for you,
but I'm going to leave that till off air, because obviously it's for you. It's not for all the viewers, so we'll address that later, because it's actually pretty juicy. I like it. Anyway, moving along.
My God, I'm nervous.
Don't you love that? He just like leaves that little carrot there dangling.
It's a good thing.
And now I have to sit here and wait.
It's a good thing. Okay. I was just tapping into your energy and just seeing what came up for me. By the way, to anyone that's listening, should you ask for permission? But I feel like we got consent when he came on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we talk about ethics for a second? No. and if you pull the devil card, I'm okay with it.
No, no, no. He's like, I'm okay with it. Tie me up and call me bad names. Jokes. No, I want to shift gears a little bit. And like, So actually, no, first before we do, let's plug your handles and how people can book in with you and all that kind of stuff. So what's the best way for them to contact you for a reading?
So honestly, Instagram.
We're going to put all the links in the below.
I was going to say, we'll put the link. Yeah.
Okay, so at the Auric Diviner, which I'm really kind of thinking, is that going to stay the same or am I going to shift and kind of change my name? That's not right now, though. We'll touch on that later, maybe. But the Auric Diviner on Instagram is the best way to, because that's where I, like, when that goes off, I get so excited. It sounds so weird, but, like, let me rewind really fast. I have to say this. I made that Instagram in secret, and I called myself the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boy Witch, and nobody could find it. I'd be like, yeah, just follow me on my secret witchygram, and nobody could find it. And when I decided to start really offering the readings, I changed it to the Auric Diviner. So now when like my Instagram comes down on my phone and I see the Auric Diviner, I'm like, I have to stop everything and check what's going on. So Instagram is probably the best way. I do have a Facebook, like a page that you can, like a group, I guess you can be a part of called the Auric Diviner too. But those are the best ways, honestly. I do have an email, but I don't use that very often except for like PayPal, Venmo and stuff like that. But to reach out to me, social media is the best way, Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Awesome. Shout.
Cool.
So if you don't mind me changing gears a little bit. So just it's something that came up for me when Vicky and I were kind of talking. And I want to hear, like, because obviously you're doing all of this channeling and you're a water sign, which means you're constantly living in this kind of spiritual, emotional world where everything is all about spirit. It's all about, you know, connecting with higher forces. It's all up there.
I know where we're going.
So I'm interested to hear, because this is something that I literally only just thought of this when I was talking to Vicky prior to you coming on air. Like, and I'm wondering whether you felt the same. So we both work in fitness, you and I. I almost see me lifting weights as me grounding myself, because it's literally pushing me down to the earth. And I was wondering whether you, A, do you feel that too? Or B, what are your like daily practices? Because as someone who's constantly channeling with spirit, obviously it's important to ground, because otherwise we get your term, the, what did you call it? Tarot hangover or a channel hangover, or you called it something. I can't remember when we're chatting.
I can't remember either, but I remember that was a horrible, horrible day. I was like dead. Like a spiritual hangover. I
think it was a spiritual hangover or something, because I know that you did readings at the store and you went like reading after reading after reading after reading. Like, oh my God, I feel so hungover right now, because it's actually a real thing and people don't realize
it.
When you constantly channel and connect with source, with spirit, with universe, whatever, you're constantly up there. Then the next day you feel so almost, it's not out of body. Like, I don't know how you describe it, but it's kind of, you feel just out of sorts that you haven't
out quite of sorts. It's to me, what if, so first of all, that day I almost threw up 3 times during one reading, because I was, it was my last one. And I brought through her. It's so crazy. I brought through a friend of hers who had passed away, who was giving me like literally right here, just talking. And he kept pacing and like was so like, in my face about everything. And it's funny, cause she like literally was like, oh no, that's absolutely him. Cause that's how he was in real life, the grounding aspect. So, I have to ground myself like 10 times a day. I'm not even lying. Like, even just like as I'm driving or doing something. And it's just because I not even like spiritually speaking, I'm just my mind is everywhere. So it's funny that you say that, because when I first started doing the actual like readings, I had to like reassess what, because I was like, oh, I know how to ground, I know. I had no fucking clue. I did not realize it. Like, you know, black tourmaline is like a great stone for me, but guess what, I was wearing a big chunk of black tourmaline when I almost threw up, you know. So lifting weights and physical things keeps me grounded, because it gives me something to focus on. But obviously I can't be like throwing up some iron when I'm like, yeah, you have a lot of blue around your face.
a lot of dimension.
A lot of it. It's so funny, because when I meditate, I actually count down my chakras. And when I hit that root chakra, I just imagine like growing roots into the ground. And a friend
That's
of mine-
such a stereotypical like new agey response.
It really is.
Roots into the earth's core. And I love it. I love it.
It is so stereotypical, but it works for me. And like the other thing that somebody told me to do, because I was having so much trouble, she said, imagine those roots going into the ground and actually wrapping around a piece of black tourmaline or around like all the stone. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And that actually helps a lot too. But for me, it's just like, I have to mentally like stop, observe the fact that I am not grounded and just say, ground, bitch. And once I do that and I take a big deep breath and I just exhale. I just feel, I go into those senses. I know this is everywhere, but the only person that I think of when I talk about this is Eckhart Tolle in The Power of Now, when he says, start with your feet. What do you feel? Move up your body. And I'll start doing that. I'll start feeling like playing with my fingertips, just so I can feel that. And then it brings me back into my body, you know? Yeah. That's such a real thing. Oh my God. I cannot tell you. It took me, I woke up the next day that I messaged you that about being spiritually hungover. I was such a bitch. I mean, I literally.
So you're just being Cancerian.
Yes. Oh my God.
Just a true Cancerian nature.
It was just enough to know a day. No, I'm not kidding you. If somebody would have come to the door and said the wrong thing, I probably would have been in jail. It's like, you know, that saying that says I'm spiritual, but I still like to say fuck.
That was
that day for me. I'm spiritual, but I will fucking kill you. It was so bad. Oh yes,
I'm pretty sure that's your Aries Mars like connection right there. Like through. Burn everything to the ground. I'm just gonna burn it to the ground. I'm done with this. Like
fuck it all. Screw you. Yeah, that's definitely accurate.
So what would you say would be your biggest takeaway to anyone that's listening to this? Like, what are your I mean, we did an episode on our personal daily witchy practices, like daily magical practices. What are some of the ones that you do on the daily that you think are your must-haves that help you be a witch without having to be a witch? You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I have to burn something every single day. I know that sounds really great. There has to be something burning, whether it's a candle, incense, or like sage. Everybody has such a big issue with Palo Santo right now, but I can't help it. I love the smell. So I have like incense of Palo Santo and everything. But and sometimes it's a force, like I have to force myself to, but every morning I like to sit in I have a den that's I call it my magical den. That's where my bookshelves are. I have a couple of my cauldrons in there. I have a very serious issue with cauldrons.
A couple, he does.
Do you?
He does.
Oh, I do. I have two of them right here on
No, how many do you have in total?
I was going to say, how many do you have?
Come on, tell everyone.
Come on.
7 or 8?
Oh, yay!
I don't know why. I have a serious issue. And okay, anyway, this is a tangent. Let's just
get it.
I have a serious, affection. Is that what you call it? It's like a disorder. I love cauldrons and I love the broom besoms. I love witches' brooms, I call them. So I've made some. Look at, hold on, I'll be right. Hold on.
Here's one I prepared earlier.
No, I literally made this last year. I made this little guy.
Wow.
He's got a little black tourmaline.
Want one.
Oh.
Right?
You are
and I made it with
freaking crafty witch.
Yeah.
I am. I love being crafty. But this is cinnamon.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, cinnamon as well.
I'm obsessed. We have these cinnamon.
I'm into your house and I'm gonna roll you for that.
Yeah. I was thinking.
You can tell when a witch has burgled your house because the only thing they can do is magical wares.
Magical stuff.
Oh my gosh. So we'll have to talk. Say that again later once we get done answering the question, because I know we've just gone on a tangent.
Yeah. All good.
About what it's like to live in a witchy household, because I have a story. But anyway, wait, what was the question?
I was talking, we went on multiple tangents. So originally the question was your daily
practices. Oh, your daily practices.
Oh, yes.
What are the things that are must-haves?
I will either do one of three things. I will get up and I will drink coffee and I'll get to my point to where I can actually be coherent. And I'll either read, pull up some tarot cards just for the day and journal it. I will sit in the bathtub and I'll either meditate or do affirmations. Just because I love affirmations so much. It just, that is something that really like just makes me in a good mood. Or I'll go stand outside in my backyard butt naked and be like, to the sun. Someone called it sun salutations or whatever, but I just wake up and I go outside and I reach my hands up and I just like let that like projective energy just like swirl around me and enter, you know, like
such a Leo moon.
Yeah, well,
because you're full mooning Leo, like the sun. Yeah, Leo is the sun and you're doing the full moon on to, no, I'm just joking.
No, but it's called balance. Come on.
Cancer cap, like that's balance.
That is balance. And it's a good balance. It can also be a very a very angry balance.
Yeah. I'm not angry. I'm just let's not go on. Anyway, back to your practices.
Yeah.
The other thing I do like to make sure I do is like I will observe the energy in the home every single day.
Yeah.
And there'll be weeks, like for instance, shadow phase is absolutely like upon us right now, Mercury. I don't know if you guys have felt that like I have, but like I've been burning like some sort of smudging in the house every day, like just a little bit, even just like if I feel like things are off or I'm having trouble communicating or something like that, I just observe. I'm very observant to that because I don't want to like get into an argument or say something stupid and then look back and be like, oh my God, I should have known, you know? So I pay attention to that. And I do a lot of spiritual cleansing. So that's something that's really important to me. Yeah. And I tend to do it. Lately it's been on the daily. So I'm adding that to my daily practice.
Lately it's my daily practice is for now. That's actually very much in alignment with like, because us Cancerian suns, but your cancer sun and rising, like we like to go with the flow. We don't like rigidity, we don't like structure, we don't like things to be spelled out to us. I'm like, let me just do what I want to do that day, because if I do it, it means that was the right thing to do at that time. Not like anyway.
Absolutely. I have a very conflicting life path number with that too, because I am very go with the flow, but I'm a life path 4. So I love, like, to an extent, I love some structure, which I've found out in the past year, trying to be a personal trainer and not have the structure of like, go into work, clock in. Yeah. So I like a little bit of structure. I like something to structure me to where I can not have to worry, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. It's weird that, yeah, I agree with you though. Too much structure is very hard. Yeah.
So now this is a good segue into another thing that I want to go to. So this is how we met. So you and I actually met in the classroom of the Temple of Witchcraft. And we just started week one and everyone was like day one. Everyone's putting all their little intros like, hi, my name is such and such, he, him, I'm a Cancer sun, blah, 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 moon, blah, 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 rising. And I'm into all these things. And then I can't remember if I commented on yours or you commented on mine. I don't remember. Someone commented on someone saying, oh my God, twinning, I'm also Cancer sun. And then like literally from there, we just like bang, hit it off. And then when we found all these commonalities that we both Cancer suns who are dating Cap suns, and then like it just bang 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 bang, both working fitness, both do tarot reading, da 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 da, all this similarity. So I wanted to know, because obviously you and I have come to this point where we're both looking for this structured education at the same time, and I'm wanting to know, what are your thoughts on that? Because for people who we both said we don't like structure, but both of us have gone and craved some form of structured course. I wanted to know, like, what brought you to the TOW or Temple of Witchcraft now at this point in your life?
It's so funny because it's exactly what you just said. I was craving that like structured classroom type energy of like Hogwarts, you know.
I call it the same thing. Oh my God.
Yeah, I got my owl letter.
Yeah, I rang Vicky and I'm like, oh my God, Hedwig delivered my letter. She's like, what? And then I told her, she's like, oh my God.
Anyway. God, Darren, I feel so bad saying this, and I hope Christopher Prinzak doesn't hear it, but like, I fucking hate it right now. I'm having so many issues with it because my thing is this. So lesson two, I quarantined for a week because we came down with COVID and I literally got it all done. Like I read everything and all that stuff. And it was so perfect because, you know, I just didn't have to worry about anything else. And now that I'm like, for like lesson three, for instance, I'm trying to figure out how to structure my life to where I can do it. And it is so hard. And I'm
You remember that lesson three, we don't have homework, right?
I know, and I should be so like,
you should be rejoicing.
I know, but I feel like I still, and although I've read the book already before, but like, I'm like, I should still go through it. I should still highlight. I should see what I'm going to learn because I've already learned. I mean, I have learned a lot of new stuff, even though I've already read it, you know, and I've done a lot of the practices, but I was seeking the structure and then I got the structure and I'm like, fuck the structure.
I don't want the structure anymore.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. Don't tell me what I have to do now.
You are funny. But
I'm lucky because my mentor is so sweet. And I like my first lesson, I was like, I'm going to be a few days late because life. And, you know, they were like, well, we're very, she was so sweet. But then like the dean came in and she was like, I need to know why you're going to be late. And I was like, oh my God, I'm scared. Like what?
Professor McGonagall just grilled you. Oh my God.
She did. And I had to sit there and tell myself like, no, this is what you signed up for. This is what you wanted. And I'm very grateful for it. And I'm still excited for it. I have to figure it out. Like I have to figure out how I'm going to like do the structure and like apply myself to it because there's a lot of the, oh my God, don't tell them I'm selling it. There's a lot of like the homework assignments that I remember doing like when I first read it like years ago that I'm like, oh, this is what happened. And I'm just taking what I did like originally because I don't have time to sit and really meditate on a candle. So I'm like, what happened the first time I did this? I remember I have journal entries.
So I got my journal. You can just
you're still reflecting on journal. It's fine. That's it. But like, look, if it's gonna take my Capricorn rising to like school you every week, say, bitch, do your fucking homework. I'll do it. I'm gonna message you from now on. I'm like, bitch, have you done your homework every week? Don't do it.
I mean,
although I say this, but Vicky knows my full transparency. So I do the work throughout the month, but I don't do any of the writing down of things until like the day it's due.
I'm like very guilty.
No. I'm like, stop, do it now.
Yeah, she's literally like, because oh, Vicky, let's record a podcast. She goes, no, do your homework.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Jared will tell me, like, have you done your witchcraft yet? Have you done, because we just call it the witchcraft, like, that's it. Have you done your witchcraft yet? And I'm like, I'm doing witchcraft all the time, babe. No. I'm like, I really enjoy it. And I want to like enjoy it to its fullest, but like, it's just hard. Cause now that it's like, I'm like a toddler. Like I'll do it if I want to do it. But now that I'm being told to do it, even though I'm paid,
I don't want to
be told to do it. I'm like, I don't want to do it.
But I think that that's also something that I think a lot of people kind of forget a little bit, that when you do go into say like a tradition or a lineage or it is actually very structured and there
it's
is
a lot of work
that goes into it. Like, cause I have like the Alexandrian background, like there is a lot of like outside work. It's not just all the fun stuff that we kind of get to do, but there is that study aspect to it. And
that's why I'm a solitary practitioner.
Yeah, that's it.
Because like, bitch, I don't want to answer to no one.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but it's actually been a blessing.
But it's very rewarding too.
Like I said to Vicky, like I've been solitary for like, I don't want to put a date on it, but like at least 20 years. Like, you know, I started when I was one. So like for 20
that's
years, right. Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I've been like solitary for at least 20 years. But then like I got to this age, this many times around the sun. And I'm like, I've been through like, so my son has been through all 12 signs 3 times now. Bitch, I need to grow up. I've been through every sign 3 times over. I'm 36. Like I need to just pull my big boy pants on and like just do the thing that I wanted to do way back when. but never had the guts to do. And now I'm just embracing it because like I wanted the structure. I wanted the sense of community. I wanted to be able to meet other like-minded people. And then I'm the same person like who will then go at the first month, I'm like commenting on everyone's posts in the classroom and da-da-da-da-da. Second month, I'm like, oh, I'm going to read what the college says. I'm not going to scroll in the feed. Third month, I'm like, dismiss. Like, like, what do you call it when you swipe to like go, I'm not going to look at that now.
Oh, yeah, it's a later thing.
It's only because like I, like you, and this is full transparency, and if anyone from the TOW watches this, I don't care because I'm an Aussie, I'll say how it is. like, because it's like, I wanted it, and then when I got it, I'm like, this is fucking a lot.
and then
I had to find that balance. But now, because like when they literally, I think I almost like sang to the angels, like to when I told Vicky, I'm like, oh my God, we just got told there's no homework. Thank the God.
I know.
I'm like, oh, this month I can just relax.
Like, oh, I can breathe. I can breathe.
And you're like you're seriously like, I'm a busy person. Like I work, I call the readings like a third job. So I work about three jobs at this moment. So, and like, I'm like still watching TV and watching TV shows. So I can't even imagine how you can even remotely just like comprehend homework in your busy ass life. Yeah, I'm like sitting here thinking, and it's so funny because you said that about first month, I'm talking to everybody. By the end of the first month, I had already turned the notifications off. Sorry, Christopher Benzak, I'm sorry.
No, in all honesty, there's a good like 120, 130, 140 people in our classroom.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot.
Like that, and as Cancerian sons, like that's a lot of like my emotional space that I need to hold for these people.
But then you guys have made a connection, so you are you're still interacting and doing it, but you just found someone that resonates with you because you're not always going to resonate with everybody.
Mm-hmm. And that was, I mean, it was meant to be like that was. And I will say this, one of the things I did really want from the class besides that structure was I knew there was more information that I wanted. And I knew that if somebody was literally like force feeding it down my throat like that, which that's not what they're doing, I'm being dramatic, but I knew that if I was being kind of in a sense forced to do it, like obviously if I'm going to pay for this, I'm going to do it. Like I'm not gonna
What's the safe money. Word?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
The safe word. No, I'm not gonna say anything. Anyway, I knew that I was gonna learn more.
Yeah.
And like even like the earth walking in the first lesson, I asked myself, what is a witch to me? You know? Mm-hmm. And I went outside because I couldn't, there was like somebody was holding my tongue, and I went outside and I grounded myself and I just walked and I let the information come in. And I wish I had my journal so I could read it for you. But I mean, it was just, I felt like I wrote a 3-page definition about what a witch is, you know, in my opinion, in my definition. Yeah. So like that, even that in itself makes it worth it. So I'm not going to I should quit bitching about the structure and everything because that's stupid. But I also hated school growing up. So that's probably
But this is the fun school to be in because we're at Hogwarts now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on my broom.
Yeah. Made your own.
Oh my God.
I'm jealous. I want a besom. Maybe we should bring you back. Maybe I should just video chat with you to teach me how to make a besom because I want to make one.
Let's do it. I would totally do. Oh my God. I have so many. Listen, when we go for walks, my family laughs at me because I will literally pick up sticks to come home to like make wands.
All three of us.
So many sticks.
You might be a witch.
My poor husband, he comes home, he's like, do I have to keep this one? I'm like, yeah. Do not touch it. He's cleaning up. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to throw it. I'm like, don't you dare. That's dangerous.
I wish I could show you one that I didn't make it, but I bought it and it's just amazing, but it's up on top of the shelf unit. And if I stand up, then the camera's going to get a crotch shot. They don't need to see that.
This isn't OnlyFans.
I've lost it. Anyways. Okay, composing myself. Oh my God, now we've gone off on so many tangents.
I know, we have gone on so many tangents. Actually, can I just bring one little thing back?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just bring back. Like just then when you were explaining some of the stuff that you're doing in like the TOW and like how you're coming back to like even just your definition of a witch and things like that. Do you find that sometimes like when you've been doing it for a long time that you keep progressing, but to actually stop and come back to some of those sort of foundational kind of practices and things like that, that it kind of has a whole new light to it a little bit now? If that makes sense? I don't know.
No, absolutely. Your question makes 100%. I mean, I totally understand what you're asking. The cool thing is as I've grown with my personal practice, it's like there tends to become all these bells and whistles, right?
Yeah.
For, like if that makes sense, like, you know, like my original meditations, I call it meditation station, was just literally, I have them right here. This little handful of, not little, I say little, I've got like this giant amethyst and fluorite and stuff. And, this bad boy right here, my selenite one.
Oh.
And that was my original, like, okay, I'm going to meditate. What crystals do I want? I'll sit with these guys. I had the most profound meditations, right? And then now I've got like a cauldron and I've got this and that, all this stuff. And, you know, going back and like to that, it's like going back to the basics.
Yeah.
And it's making me realize, oh my God, I don't need all this stuff. Like I don't need to have, you know, all these fancy, like that's just fun. That's aesthetic, you know, Leo Moon. That's aesthetic. And I absolutely love aesthetic. Like if you guys ever are in Florida, and you come to my house, you'd be like, oh boy, this kid does love aesthetic. Like I have, yes. Anyway. But like, I don't need that. And actually, when I didn't have that, I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't thinking about it. And I was actually able to connect a lot deeper. And that's definitely something that going back, like what you just asked, going back has like really shown me, like, you know, I'm sitting here right now with two cauldrons, a crystal ball, a candle with runes on it, like all this stuff, fucking flying broomstick that it does fly. And all I really need is, you know, like the basics. I don't need all of this. So absolutely.
I'm like you though. Like it's one of those things that I back in the day, I always thought like, I'm not witchy enough if I don't have all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went through this phase of like buying everything, racked up so much credit card debt because I had to have everything now.
Yeah.
And it's not until now as an adult at my, like, you know, 36 times around the sun when I'm like, you know what, I don't need all this stuff, but now I just like all this stuff. So
I absolutely agree. You know, it's funny because with the aura renderings too, it's gonna take it back to why we're here. it's funny because I see that with people, like when I look at their aura and when I see the painting, I'm like, I can tell you what's going on and what you need to, what you could do to like make things better or to whatever. And it's never has anything to do with like physical, which is so funny because it's obviously not physical. And like, I'll tell people, oh, maybe you should sit in water. Maybe you should be outside, get your feet dirty type of thing. And it's like with the aura renderings, it's, I don't know how I'm trying to figure out like what I'm trying to take what's up here and bring it out my mouth, and it's very hard. Words are hard.
They are. I totally get that because I'm like, I have it all in here. I know exactly what it's supposed to be, but it's just like, I don't know. It doesn't want to come out the right way.
Absolutely. No.
Well, you only have one planet in an air sign, so that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I've got no.
Wait, which one?
Venus. Venus is, so when it comes to romance, Gemini. Like Venus is in Gemini. So like when it comes to romance, you're very able to like articulate that shit, your love life, but like but everything like, else is like
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're,
no,
fine.
You're fine.
That's my Gemini Venus.
Transparency, I actually turned the camera off momentarily. Like Vicky, I could see her finger. It's like, oh my God, he's gone.
I'm like, where did he go?
She realized I'm still here because
then I realized what you were doing.
So I actually got up to grab this. This is my baby.
Oh, I love that.
So I don't know if you could see it. So it's like, it's basically staff. Like, so it's not quite a one, like a staff. And it's got like feathers hanging off it. It's got some like, you know, I'm trying to explain it for those who aren't. So it's got some feathers. It's got some peacock feathers, got some beads. It's got a little bag that has these little crystals and stuff in it. And it's got some like clear quartz right at the end.
That's gorgeous.
And some moss. I think there's some moss.
That looks like little moss around the crystal.
And like, I love this. This is my other precious.
Did you make that? Wait, did you make that or did you buy it?
I bought it.
Vicky's face right now was just like, absolutely not, bitch. He did not make that.
No, I did not make that. I didn't make it. I bought it. This was actually, so this is what I mean about when you just get things from spirit and you have to just like acknowledge them and like listen to them. So I was just driving to work and I worked in the city. And so I knew that I had to go on the freeway all the way into downtown and that park my car, go into the office. And I kept being pulled, like there was almost like literally like someone was grabbing me and pulling me to get off the freeway. And I'm like, but this doesn't go to work. And then I just kept getting this clap back from spirit saying, don't fucking argue with us. Get off the freeway. And I'm like, okay. So I just followed their instructions and they ended up making me turn and go down to this old area to live in. I'm like, why am I going here? And I drove down this road and then I was just like, where am I going? They said, just keep heading straight. So I'm like, okay, who am I to argue with you? You know better. So I'm like driving and I'm like, I'm going to be fucking late for work, but whatever. So I kept driving and then all of a sudden I heard this, park! I'm like, ah! So we just pull over. It literally like, it was clear as day to me. So I pulled over and then I'm like, why am I here? And then I look over over my shoulder and I saw this shop. And every time I had walked past this shop for years, it was always the wrong time of the day because I used to walk past it to go to the train station and it was always closed because it was too early in the morning. By the time I get home from work and I walk
it's
past
closed,
it,
it's
closed for business.
They're done.
And it was like literally the time when they were about to open. So I'm like, really? Here? I'm like, I got work.
They're
like,
I'm going to go to work.
They're like, you are not going to want to miss this. And I'm like, okay. So I got out of my car, walked into this shop. She literally just turned the thing over as I got to the door saying open. I walk in and there I see this on the other side of the room up on this thing. And I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I need to have it. She's like, oh, this just came in. I just put it on the stand. I'm like, I'm buying it. She goes, oh, do you want to know how much it is? No, I'm buying it. So just like, I didn't care. I didn't care. And then literally, so when I was about to pay, I'm like, hang on, wait, can you cancel that transaction? She goes, oh, you don't want it? I said, no, hang on. And I'm like, there's something in that box just there that needs to be opened. She's like, oh, I haven't actually put any of that stuff outside. I don't care. You need to open it because there's something in that box that's calling to me. It's big. And she's like, okay. So as she's opening it, she then gets this, we lost you. There we go. Oh, good. Yeah.
Sorry, my phone's telling me it's low power.
Oh, okay. We'll wrap this up. So then as she's unwrapped it, then this was in there. So my other precious.
That's where precious came from.
My obsidian. Gorgeous. So that day was a very expensive day for me. But it was a necessary day because it's like spirit was telling me something and yeah.
Yeah.
Can I touch on a few things with that?
Definitely.
Of course.
First of all, something that I'm really learning a lot right now is how, like, really just the importance of listening to spirit and like distinguishing between the voices of the voices that are in my head, the voices of like when spirit speaks to you, which, Darren, that the fact that you can listen that well and hear it, it just shows like how inept you, like not inept, how good you can actually like distinguish between where your ego comes in and where spirit comes in. And I think that's a huge thing for anybody in our world to really kind of learn. I think that like step one when you start to especially read for people is how to listen to spirit. And like that story right there just made me like, oh, he's listening to spirit. And I want to listen to spirit like that too.
You do. You draw people's auras. What do you mean? You listen to them.
Well, no, I mean like, yes, you're right. But like, I think it's just like in the sense of, I still have, and although I've had some of the best validation with like hitting on topics for people with the aura renderings and stuff like that, and even tarot, I still have a really hard time. Like, is that me or is that spirit,
trust.
You know? And so the trust is like, yeah. And obviously now what I'm learning from it is like, oh, usually that first, it's
that first thing, isn't it? Yeah,
exactly. And when he was snapping like this, and like I was like, oh my god, it's so accurate, like how it comes through. I really like that a lot, so I thank you for sharing that story. That's fucking awesome.
Of course So now I'm conscious of the fact that we don't want to lose you suddenly halfway through whatever we're saying. So as much as I feel like we could talk like
for hours
with you,
absolutely.
We'll wrap it up, but we could always invite you again.
Yeah,
I was just saying. Okay, I'll bring a Besom. You say Besom?
Oh, Besom. Yeah, Besom. Yeah, but that's because of the Australian accent.
I'm down. I'm down. But I have a question. I want to ask one thing. That's okay. This is a stupid question. There are no stupid questions. This is a stupid question. I just am so like intrigued by people's like who is your witchy like in pop culture, like who's your witch, you know, like who is your does that make sense?
Yeah
as in a pop culture, so fictitious, like fictional
character. Yeah, like who, like, you know,
what's
like
kind of your character kind of thing, almost. Like with that, who do you kind of resonate the most with?
But like, who's your favorite? Like, if you were to have a poster of your favorite witch on the wall, who would it be? The Orc Diviner.
Mine have changed like so many times. A typical water sign. For me, it's different depending on what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm trying to think. Okay, pop culture witch, fictitious, so not person in real life. Now I'm literally going through every pop culture
reference. I know. I'm trying to think of what.
Once upon a time,
I get now how everybody else feels now when we ask questions.
Once upon a time, it would have been like one of the Charm sisters, but not anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, the aunties from Practical Magic.
Oh my god, yes.
That is so you. Oh,
it
my
is,
god,
and I want that house. I want the house. I want the whole thing.
Okay, knowing what you know about me, which fictional character do you think mine would be? Now it's like screaming at me. I'm like, oh yes,
really?
Of course.
No, didn't
like know. Okay, and I'm not talking about the Disney version. I'm talking about the more modern day version of.
Oh, is it Maleficent?
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking too.
I'm Maleficent, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, like, bitch, that's a good one.
You can't see them because of these, but if I take these off, well, I'm going to take my headphones
off. Oh, yes.
Like, I have fey ears for crying out loud. Yeah.
I have tiny ears.
But, yeah. And then it's that whole thing of like, I really resonate with her story on, especially in the modern adaptation, not the Disney version. Especially because I've seen like number one and two with like Angelina Jolie. And plus, I'm like, bitch, I got lips like her. And I'm just kidding.
Okay, joking.
No, but I think I would be Maleficent because like people like I'm my nature is good, but if you fuck with me, I will end you. End you. If I need to, I will. Yeah, that Cap Rising will come out, and my Mars sits in Scorpio, so bitch, I'll distract you with being all nice and look what's going on over here, and then until you're dead.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
See, I want someone more kick-ass now.
No, you can keep.
Well, yours?
You
did you lay on the?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the aunties. That was when I'm old. That's who I'm gonna be.
Listen, I like the aunties. I'm down for that. My poster witch. Don't judge me. I'm so gay. is absolutely Elphaba from Wicked.
I was gonna say, bitch, you're singing fucking Divine Gravity. Like, yeah, I was actually gonna say that before you said it. I was in my head. I'm like, it's gonna be the Wicked Witch of the West.
It is. And no joke, guys, I know this sounds crazy, but that goes back to my childhood. Like, when I used to watch Wizard of Oz, just see that bitch fly on a broomstick. Like, I was so excited. I was like, oh, And of course, we didn't know her as Alpha. We just knew her as the Wicked Witch of the West End. But then when Wicked came out, I was like, oh, that's my bitch right there. I love her. So,
yeah. See, your witch needs a broomstick. Mine has wings.
She doesn't even need to.
Okay, let's not one up each other now.
I'm joking.
I'm just kidding.
But no, Anthony, it's been absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Like as I said, like you know, you and I chat all the time, so like I could do this for hours on end.
I was gonna say, this is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. And I want to leave the whole like witching and bitching like audience with one thing that I my favorite thing that has come from Aura Renderings is that it does not matter who you are on the outside, because there's a whole world on the inside. And it doesn't matter if you are, you know, a biological male or a biological female or transgender or gay or straight or anything, because on the inside it you couldn't tell. So that's just something to think about. That's my favorite thing.
I'm totes gonna make that like a quote.
I was gonna say, like, that's a perfect one.
I'm gonna make that a quote. Vicky, write that down. Remind me.
I know.
I'm
just kidding. I'm gonna make that a quote. Vicky, write that down.
not that you're my secretary, but you like to write shit down.
I'm the writer. I like to
the Gemini. I leave it up to the Gemini to write the shit down.
I like to write things.
The Cancer does not want to.
Too free flowing.
guys, girls, and everything in between. We're gonna put Anthony's details in the write-up. So if you want to book a reading with him, please go contact him on Instagram or Facebook. We'll put the links below or above, depending on which platform you're looking at us on.
I was gonna say depends.
We'll put it.
It'll be there.
It'll be somewhere there around this thing that you're looking that or you're listening on. Yeah,
it'll be here.
And and no, we would love to have you back again in the future. Yeah.
Yay! Thank you, guys. It's so much fun.
Awesome.
Bye.
See everybody.
See ya.
Bye.